Good morning, family. How are you guys doing? Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. How are you guys doing? Come on in, tag a friend, share the video. Let's do this. Let's do this. I'm sharing, y'all. Give me 1 minute. Let me get some people on. All right. So for those of you guys that is new to the family, welcome. Great big welcome. We're happy to have you here. I am Shani Salmon Godfrey, founder and CEO of Legacy Consulting Firm and Shani Salmon Enterprise. You guys can reach me at ShaniSalmon.com or LegacyCSFirm.com. I will put it in the comments after I'm finished. Welcome. I come on Thursdays just to get our fire burning, just to breathe a little bit of life back into our businesses and our jobs. Whatever our goal is, my goal is to get us to push it out. We're going to do it together. We're going to birth it together. We're going to elevate, get to the next level, whether we have a job, we want to be promoted, we have a business idea, we want to bring it to life. And I come on and I give practical tips and tools and resources on how to make that happen. So that's why I come on every Thursday and I enjoy being on with you guys. So let's get started. Let's get started. We're going to talk about what to do to loss proof your income. What to do before the loss of an income. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of you guys seen the government shutdown. And if not, I mean, you're going to see it. It's been going on for almost a month. Longest history, record-breaking shutdown. Just so happened that I have you know, friends that is a part of the government shutdown, and we never really understand the seriousness and the impact of a loss of an income until it's close to us, right? Whether it be our own or it be our friends, you know. So let me paint you a picture. You're at a job, you're making a comfortable living, you're happy with what you're making, and then here comes a meeting. We have a meeting today, right? Paint you a picture of this scenario. You have a meeting. When the meeting had, the boss come and say, you know what, guys, we have sold the company. We have sold the company. It got a new owner, and everybody says, uh-oh. When it's a new owner or a new team, we always think about it's going to be cutbacks, right? People come with their own team, right? So people start thinking about, just paint you a picture here. So follow along with me. All right. We're going to visualize this because a lot of times until we see ourselves in a situation, we don't take steps to prevent that from happening. Right. So we're going to walk this out. And now everybody's whispering, and your company, your old company, reassure you that right now there's no talks of anyone losing their job. They're trying to make you guys feel good. Right. After all, they don't want everybody just walk out that building either, because they still need people to keep working until, you know, everything's finalized. So that's where you're at, right? That's the scenario. Now, the first thing start happening is we start thinking about how long can we survive, right? How long can we survive with not having a job? How long is it going to take to find a job? And go back to my video last week and I talk about that. I talk about how long can you survive and few other and few of my other weeks prior, last year, earlier, I think in November, I talked about how long can your business survive without you. So go back and watch those videos for you to actually assess where you're at right now. Because a lot of people don't understand that we make money, but a lot of times they don't realize that you're in the negative. So I want you to do this. Take what you make and what you spend. And I want you to add those numbers up, add up how much you make, add up how much you spend. And I want you to do that number. And whatever that number is, I want you to take every single money that you have access to, whether it be your investment, it being a long-term saving, it being your 401k, as long as it's money. And if worse comes to worse and bad become ugly, you can go get that money. right? Matter of fact, do one more. Your home, your car, every single thing, because a lot of people tie their networking to that. And you say, if I sell all of these, and this is how much money I have, and I want you to divide your expense into it. And whatever that dollar amount is, that's how rich you are. That's how long you can survive. So if you can survive 1 month, then don't panic. If you can survive a year, a few years, don't panic. What we're going to do about it is we're going to put things in place and in perspective before. And you know, we're going to hope for the best, but we're going to be prepared for the worst. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do that. And that's how you're going to know how long can you survive. Right now, when we have that, people struggle not from how much they make, but for how often they make it. They don't have a money problem. They have a cash flow problem. You understand me? We make the money now as long as we can go to work. As long as it's coming, that paycheck is coming. Now, we need money coming in when we don't go to work. And y'all know I'm big on having safety nets. Keep your job, but you need some people call it a hustle. I don't believe in hustling. I believe in begging. Be intentional about what you're doing. I don't believe in the whole we gonna hustle. I don't do hustles. I'm intentional about whatever venture I do, whatever business I do, whatever it is that I'm doing. I'm intentional about it. What is the goal for this? Am I gonna build it to get me to a certain point, or am I gonna be doing this for long term, forever? And if I'm doing it forever, can I leave it to my children? That's how you got to think. You can't be hustling, because every hustler that I ever met hustling in their business, they hustle. Then when they make some money, the business is gone and they're hustling again. And it's like a never ending hamster wheel of hustling. We don't hustle. Okay. We're intentional about building our empires, about building our future. Intentional. So now you know how to find out money wise. Right? So good morning, Ty. So let's recap. This is how we know. Take your expense, take your income, and then you're going to subtract your expense from your income, and then take every single dime that you have access to, and you're going to divide your expense into that. That's how long you can survive without your job. Now let's go back to the government shutdown. It could have been us. We don't know which company could shut down at what time. So what you need is you need to turn that passion that you're passionate about into cash flow. The cash flow is what's flowing in. When you're sleeping, money's flowing in. Whether you're going to do it in a book form, whether you're going to do it in a retail store, whether you're going to do it in publishing a magazine, whether you're going to do it in a blog, a podcast. Y'all, I have a list of things that you can use to make money, a list of them. And I'm going to make those available. I'm going to make those available because there's a demand for what can I use my gifts and my talents to do. And you can use anything can turn into a business if you're fired up about it. All right. And that's what we're going to do. Yes. Be intentional. We got to be intentional about what we're doing here. All right. I see a lot of people that was making six figures is saying, oh my goodness, now I'm driving Uber. Why didn't we already have a Uber business while we're making six figure? Y'all following where I'm going, right? Start your business. Even if you don't work your business, appoint people and systems in place that's going to make your vision go while you're doing what you want to do. Because when push comes to shove, you still have cash flow. Let's not wait till the cash dry up for us to want to put things in place, because now we're making emotional decision. Now we're hustling. We're not being intentional. When we are hungry and we are solely dependent on that money, we got to think, hey, I need to make money because I need to put money in my pocket and pay my bills. When we are doing it because we're billing, we can make smarter decisions. We can say no to certain things because we know that this is not going to benefit us long term. Y'all follow what I'm saying? A lot of people say, I work better under pressure. Some people may be, but all that means to me is you like to procrastinate and the pressure gets you going. Don't do it. Don't do it. We're going to be intentional. Let's put systems in place that's going to generate cash flow. There's a lot of different cash flows. There's stocks, cash flow. There is bonds. There is, you're going to do your own research. Any investment can work if you know how to work it. The problem is we don't know how to work it. All right. So do your research. You have real estate, you have commodities, you have precious metal. You can invest in coffee. You can invest in clothes. You can invest in other people's startups. Y'all always hear me say I'm a shark, right? My goal is to be the best shark that ever walked this planet, okay? The walking shark, okay? Hashtag walking shark Shani, okay? That's what my goal is to be, because I love startup businesses. I love launching businesses. I love to see the idea turn into, man, here's this business that we're doing and we're killing it. But I don't necessarily go and work in every single one of those businesses. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to invest in startup businesses. So I don't have to be there, but I'm making money from it. Y'all following what I'm saying? So think about it. You can go get a lot of different things to generate incomes. And those are the type of things that we want to think about. Now, that is how we loss proof our income, and we proof our income from a loss. Because here's what happens. As long as we have money coming in, if our job decide that they want to close tomorrow, yeah, the walking shark. So if our job decide tomorrow that they don't want us anymore, or we decide that we don't want them anymore, or God forbid there's illnesses. Because a lot of people income get dried up because of illnesses, whether it's their illness or one of a spouse or a child. And when that happens, we know real quick how much we do or don't have. And we got to think long term. We going to hope for the best. We going to pray for the best. We going to have faith for the best. We going to believe. We going to trust God for the best. But we going to prepare for just in case. And if we need the just in case, it's there. If we don't need it, we're good. Think about it. All of us have a spare tire in our car. I don't know about y'all, but I be praying, Lord, please don't let me ever have to use this. I don't want to be broken down and have to change a tire on a highway somewhere. But make no mistakes, I'm going to make sure that spare tire is inflated all the time. It's ready to go. It's available to me just in case I need it. But we don't do that for tragedy. Look at fire. There's fires now. There's floodings. All of this natural disaster that a lot of people wasn't anticipating and prepared for is wiping out their businesses. It's wiping out their jobs, their home. And they can go from very wealthy to homeless in 1.2 seconds. Because we can't just rely on what we see that second and what we have available that second. We got to prepare for, hey, I'm down for whatever. I stay ready. My motto is, with everything I do, I stay ready. Because I don't want to be caught in a situation where I wish I could have, should have, but I didn't. And I waited and I procrastinated. Start small. We don't have to have tons and trillions, y'all. Listen. Let me be real with you. You don't have to have money to start a business. Anybody that told you that, they never started a business without a dime. When you are squeezed and you are squished up against the wall, that's when your creativity starts flowing. Think about it. YouTube. Go on YouTube. Create some videos. Royalties. You're making money. Write an ebook. You already giving away the information for free. Write an ebook. They want the information. They come to you every day. You know your stuff. You're great at what you do. Do it. Do a webinar. Forget that. Go on Shopify. Start a store. Drop ship. You don't need inventory. Truthfully, you can have a store without having a dime and without having anything. You don't even have to have the merchandise with you. It's called drop shipping. It's 2019. You don't have to have money to start a business. You just got to be hungry and creative. That's all you got to be. Hungry mean, listen, when you're hungry, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go cook. Even if you don't know how to cook, you're going to learn how to cook. You're going to cook it the best way you can. You have a cell phone. Use it. There's a lot of different ways for us to make money. Let's be real. And if you lack creativity, watch the news, because right now the government shutdown is forcing some levels of creativity that I never thought about. And I'm taking notes. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I'm not in that situation, but I'm going to take a page out of their book. Learn from other people's mistakes. Y'all know I'm big on that. They already in the mistake. They already made a mistake, or whatever their situation is. Learn from it. That's how the word of God said we shall overcome by through the blood of the Lamb and through the power of our testimony. It's the testimony that let us know what people went through and how they got through it. And once we apply that to our life, we're not making the same mistakes. That's history. We read history to recall dates and times, but we don't read history to record, you know, to learn from it. If we know what happened to whoever before we experienced it and apply that to our life, we don't have to go through where they go through. That's why parents always say, I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I make. I don't want you to go through what I go through, but we do it anyway because we didn't learn from their shortfalls and shortcomings or from their, you know, era of opportunities. We don't learn from that. We gonna assess history. Anytime you see something in the news, on Facebook timelines, whatever, it's a lot of different things that we see. We need to think about, am I vulnerable to that situation? And if I am, the lesson that they learned, how, if that was me, how would I handle that? And we need to know before the situation come. Yes, get wisdom from history. That's what we got to do. Get wisdom from history. We got to be wise about it. And that's why we read the word. When we read the word show us, okay, this one did this. This happened. This is what happened when this situation come up. Let's be real. A lot of people find the Bible hard to read because they don't understand it. All it is here is history. Here is the good history. Here's the bad history. Here's the ugly history. When you're in this situation, apply this method and you'll get you out of it. Or before you get to this point, this is what you do. This is how you know when you're going down that road. Y'all follow what I'm saying. And that's what we need to do. Learn from history. Put systems in place. Launch your business. Get an investment. Generate cash flow. You can be a painter. Paint. Sell your paintings. Put them in a gallery. Get royalties. You understand what I'm saying? If you're a singer, sing. People will pay you for what you do if you're passionate about what you do. We buy passion. We don't buy products. When people get all excited about the cell phones and the different brands, we get excited too because of the passion that they're so passionate about it and they make you think it's the best thing since sliced bread and then we go buy it. You understand what I'm saying? Get fired up. Get fired up. We are our own champion. Here's what that means. There's nobody that should be more excited about you than you. Nobody is able to promote you more than you. You should be your best cheerleader. Like, oh yes, I got this. I got this. I got this. Man, I used to say I got this even when I didn't have it. I'm like, I got this, and then go figure out how to have it later. All right. So get fired up about your passion. Put systems in place to prevent loss. Don't wait and say it can't happen to me because it sure enough can happen to us. I'm in education. There's accreditation that we have to renew. God forbid the accreditation company lose their accreditation because of other schools in the sector. Then every school that's all attached to this company is going to be gone in one sweep. I'm in college. You understand what I'm saying? So we never know when something can wipe out our income. So we got to stay ready. Whether you want to sell coffee cups or t-shirts, I mean, it's endless. I'm going to do a lot of different webinars this year because y'all, it's just so much that we can do that we're not doing. And I do believe that I'm that girl that's going to get you there. So I'm going to be doing that. So remember, my webinar, Sales 101, I go catch your video from last week. Is going to be on tomorrow. It's going to be live. I will give a link in here under these videos, this one and last one, so you guys can go into that webinar. I already told y'all, I'm not going to break your pocket, $9.99, because, hey, it's hard work, okay? And I'm going to teach you how to sell. A lot of people is intimidated about selling, and I'm going to teach you how to sell in 15 minutes or less. You're going to leave off of that believing that, oh, I can sell. And I'm going to challenge you to go sell something, whether it's to sell yourself as a speaker or to go sell yourself as a whatever, a coach. I'm going to challenge you to go get you a client in the next 48 hours because it's that simple. Sales is not hard. We just got to know it. We got to own it, make it ours, and do what we do. And you guys, though, I love you guys so much. This playback, you guys can catch it in the unit section. If you guys are going to be catching the playback, you guys can go to my website, legacycsfirm.com, and catch other videos about entrepreneurship. All right. We're family. That's what we do. We're going to grow together. We're going to build intentionally together. And I will see you guys next week. I love you guys. Bye.